أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نويت الأربعين، نويت الاعتكاف، نويت الخبر، نويت العزلة، نويت الرياضة، نويت السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المجلس. We will continue in this session the explanation of the nine disciplines of the Naqshbandi Sufi order, and we arrive to the fifth, which we have already yesterday last session, we have spoke something about it, and it is the tark al-ghadab, the level of tark al-ghadab wa qahr al-nafs, to destroy, to leave the anger and to destroy the selfishness or the egoism, the ana, the me. When you are becoming a Gnostic and knower and knowing about your Lord, and we explained that maqam al-ma'rifa, the level of ma'rifatullah, the knowing about your Lord is after you have already knew about yourself completely, as Prophet said, man arifa nafsahu, arifa rabbahu, who knows himself, he knows his Lord. It is impossible battle to be with haq. Al-haq ya'lu wa la ya'lu anhu. Always haq is high and nothing goes above haq. So battle has to go down. Ma'rifatul nafs, the knowledge about the self. The self is always in the push you to bad desires. It's the shaitan playing with the ego. So when you know yourself, as Prophet ﷺ, means you know the bad characteristic of yourself. You eliminate the bad characteristic of yourself. Now there is no more battle in you. There is only appearance of the haq, appearance of Allah, justice in you. Allah has knowledge. At that time you will be in the way of ma'rifa. When you are on the way of ma'rifa, you know there is nothing existing except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how you are going to get angry or upset with someone when you know that everything is Allah planned it? خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ. Allah planned the good and He planned and the evil came because we left the good. So how we are going to come against each other with angriness or to be angry when we know everything comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You have to believe in Al-Qadr, وَبِالْقَدَرْ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ, the destiny, good and the bad, because it is planned. It is planned that you are going to be good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you goodness through your life. You plan to follow shaitan, you are going to get badness in this dunya, and that's why anger comes inside us like fire, burning us. Qahr al-nafs, in order to demolish yourself, you cannot leave ghadab, leave anger, without demolishing the ego, the bad desires of the ego, because the ego always takes you to follow the bad desires. So how you are going, if you are not going to demolish that, this whole structure, then anger still is inside, living inside that building that you have built it of egoism or selfishness. Because ghadab comes of what? When I'm angry, why I get angry? Because I think I'm right. I think I am the best. I think I'm the perfect. I think I'm proud of myself. I am arrogant. I cannot accept anyone saying to me any weakness or any shameful thing. I get upset. Why? Because I think, mashallah, I'm the hugest. Because yourself teach you hidden shirk. Say, don't accept anyone except yourself. Say, la ilaha illa ana. There is no other than me. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to say to everyone, say, la ilaha illallah. There is no one except Allah. Means there is no one exists except Allah. Means there is no existence except for Allah. You cannot say there is existence to yourself. Then you are making association yourself with Allah. Why people fight? why war in the world, why the people, why there are wars in the people? Because everyone say, there is no one except me, I know everything. Everyone else is wrong, I'm right. Everyone else is weak, I'm strong. Everyone else is nothing, I'm the one that everything. That creates complete madness in the world, anger from each other, fighting each other. The only people that they don't fight are the people of Tazkiyatul Nafs. Means the people of Tasawwuf, Sufi people. Are peaceful. They know Allah planned. وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَكِرِ. They planned and Allah planned. And Allah is the best planner. So what you are going to plan? You plan, but it's not going to work. What Allah has planned is going to work. What you planned, don't think it's going to work. It's not going to work. What Allah has written for you, before He created you, that was going to work. Or else, what Allah planned for you, Allah, you planned and Allah planned. Allah is the best planner. So whatever you plan, is not going to work. What Allah has planned, Allah is the best planner. Well, this is what you are going to see. Today, technology gives you the example. You have a computer. When you have the computer, you get it from the company, they put software for you in it. Different programs. Is that? According to these programs, the computer work. You never be able to do anything by yourself without these softwares. It's impossible. Correct? So if you try to put something different from yourself, you invent, you think you are genius. You say, I'm genius, I'm going to do something. What will happen to the computer? The whole software crash. And the whole computer, what happened? Crash down. Now you have to reinstall what was there of software. Cannot add by yourself what is the engineer planned for that. They know better than you. What you think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When you reach the level of the first level and you understand that everything been planned, why are you going to get upset? For what? If you get upset or not upset, it's going to happen. Look, the flood. The flood came here. Little bit flood. What, can you stop it? Even if the whole country comes to stop the flood, they cannot. Slowly it was rising up. It was 50 centimeters, 60 centimeters, 70. Can you stop it? Well, Allah planned, you cannot stop it. You went to your home, you came, it was 70. Next day you went, it becomes to the ceiling. Can you do anything? Don't think Allah has everything with wisdom. Don't think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't plan anything without wisdom. You think those who got in flood are not going to be rewarded through their life and their akhirah? You think those poor people who been flooded, the poorest been flooded, the rich didn't care. Nothing happened to them. They are living in their palaces. The poor, why? Because Allah loves poor people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made these poor people scapegoat for the whole country. Because of them, they carry that burden, Allah saved the rest. They are going to be first in paradise, in judgment day.
Kita tidak tahu sebenarnya Allah telah mengaruniakan rahmat begitu besar untuk orang-orang miskin ini, orang para korban banjir ini. Mereka lah yang memikul beban beban dari negara sekarang ini. Mereka itulah yang nanti di akhirat yang akan pertama-tama memasuki pintu surga.
Now people are going to these homes and giving them a little bit rice. They are helping them. although they have in their homes millions of dollars, they go there to show off, they give a little bit rice. In judgment day, these people who did not help even with a little bit rice to these poor people are going to show them the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by helping these rich to enter with their paradise because of that small rice they gave. Allah loves al-ghani al-shakir, Allah loves the rich who is thankful rich. Like many Muslim rich, they are thankful to Allah, always they are helping, they are doing this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful, Allah loves these people also. It's not only the poor, but Allah loves who help. So anyone helping, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save him in judgment day. Beside these poor people, that flood cleaned their sins. Allah might clean their all sins with that flood. Not only them, also their ancestors even, and send them to paradise. Can you change what Allah has written for the flood? You can. You cannot change it. So whatever written in your computer, they are going to see. So why you get upset? Awliya Allah understood that reality. And now scientists, they discovered it through the DNA. They found in the DNA, it's like a chip. It has your blueprint. All your blueprint in this dunya, what you are going to do, it is like a blueprint of a building. It's there in that DNA, everything being written. And scientists said that this DNA, small one DNA, can contain more than 1 million book of information. For that, you try to keep your anger down. Anger is described by Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as unbelief. Anger make you unbeliever because it takes you out of your common sense when you get angry like a drunk person. You don't know what you are doing. You might kill him. In tariqat, you cannot be angry of anyone. If you are angry, you will go back, even you reach the fifth level, they send you back to the first level. One strong Muslim came to Grand Sheikh in Dagestan, and he said, he's a wrestler, he said, I want to write tariqat. And Grand Sheikh said, we don't give tariqats to people like you. You are a wrestler. He has a sword here and big knife here, and his head, it's like that. Come in and say, Sheikh, I want tariqat. Give me tariqat. He said, there is no tariqat, I cannot give you tariqat. And he's like that. Put his hand on his shirt and said, Sheikh, I want tariqat. Sheikh is going to die now. He doesn't give him tariqat. At that moment, came to his heart from Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If that man is saying the truth, give him tariqat. Show him the way. Wait out. Tonight you rest, tomorrow I show you. So the Sheikh was looking at him at night. And all the night he didn't sleep, he was excited. Take tariqat and sleep. He said to him in the morning, I'm sending you today to learn. 3 days I'm teaching. And then I see if I can give you tariqat. He said, okay. He said, go to the market. From the mountain, he's from the mountain. Go to the market, down, walk all the way to the from the mountain to the village. You will see someone carrying on his shoulder intestines and meat, feet, what you call this, of goats and lambs. He is a butcher, so he's carrying all this meat on his shoulder. Come from the back, your hand is big, wrestler, and beat him on his neck. Like Sultano, he was very happy, he's a wrestler. said, oh, Allahu Akbar, Sheikh, this is tariqah, it's nice tariqah. Ah, I'm going to beat him, don't beat him. Finish. What? As the Sheikh described, the same place, the same time, he saw that man. Beat the head on his shoulder, on his neck. The man looked, and his face was angry. But he didn't say any word and continued. That wrestler was disappointed. He wanted to be there more. Hello, the Sheikh. He said to him, this is what happened. He said, look, stay tonight here.
Lalu dia cerita kepada Grand Sheikh malamnya.
Next day after Fajr, he said to him, today you go to the market but different place. You will find someone carrying the inside of the stomach of the goat or the lamb. It's full of food, dirty food. So when you see him, with all your effort, stronger than the first one, give him a big bit on the shoulder. He was happy. That one better than the other one now. So once he found him, the same place, he put his hand, he beat him very hard. That everything on the shoulder fell down, broke. Everything become, all his clothes, all his feet become dirty from the intestine of the goats, very smelly now. He looked at him laughing. the man was beaten. He looked at the wrestler. That wrestler was more angry than the first one. Because that one is laughing, at least the other one was upset. This one was happy. Came to the Sheikh, he told him, Sheikh said, never mind, tomorrow, someone else. Next day, he said, don't go now to the market, to the village, you go to the farm. You will see an old man, might be 90 years of age, very old. He is plowing, using an ox, no, with an ox, and what you say, pushing the ox, opening the dirt.
Like yeah.
You say plowing?
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. Opening, you come, you take with you a stick now. That stick, you beat him. You don't come back to me until that stick broke. Break. I said, now you are my sheikh, oh my, you are my sheikh now. I am very happy now. I'm going to break the stick on him, that's nice.
Wow,
I like such kind of sheikhs. So he went with the stick next day. Where the sheikh mentioned to him, he found that old man. He's plowing. So he came from behind. He beat him. As he beat him, the old man didn't turn back, but he pushed on the on the plow, moving quicker and making his ox to move quicker. He beat him another time, he beat on the ox another time, quicker. Beat him that, the stick broke. When the stick broke, he stopped, the old man came running to him and kissed his hand. He said, forgive me, my brother, I made your hand painful. I'm sorry. He said, because of my sin, my sheikh knows my sin too much. Allah has sent you here to clean me. And Allah made you an instrument to come and clean me, so I feel that I hurted your hand of pain because you were beating me, and because of too much sin on me, your hand become painful with the bidding to correct me, forgive me in judgment day. Don't be my opposite, or don't be my enemy in judgment day. Ask Allah forgive me, because I hurted you through your hands. That man, wrestler, he changed. He went to the Sheikh crying. And the Sheikh said, oh my son, first one was a beginner in the tariqat. He looked at you angry. He looked at you and his face is angry, but he knew that I know from the Sheikh you are coming. The Sheikh is testing. But he's still angry. he is still in that level, but he is going to, if he was going to say one word to you, he would have been dropped from that fifth level back to the first level. Second one is musta'id, is ready to climb the sixth one. He's moving in the first, he's deep in it. That's why he looked, he's laughing. He,
I know, my sheikh sent you to me.
So still he has ego there because he's proud of his amal. But never mind, still on the way. So he is a ready person, a ready one to go from that level, fifth level to the sixth level.
Manuel.
He didn't show anger. Third one is fully murid. And not only murid was kashif, was maqam al-shuhud, the level of the unveiling. He can, he reached, he finished the fifth level, he is now on the sixth level, entering deep inside. He is between the two levels, going to finish this fifth, and he is going to enter now the sixth level. He knew that the Shaykh sent you to hit him, and in order that he will be progressing more to be able to jump from the fifth step to the sixth step. Without that test, he was not able to go forward. That test made him now to jump on the sixth. That's why he was running to you, kissing your hand. He understands what, who is behind that test. He knew that you cannot eat honey without the, what you say, the bees sting. Without the bees sting, you never can reach the honey. The honey can be reached through the stings of the bees. So through these difficulties, if you don't overcome them and be patient and not show anger, you cannot eat honey. This is tariqa. You want to eat honey? You have to carry difficulties and to face obstacles. So he took him to the garden and he showed him an apple tree. He said, take a stone. He took a stone, he said, throw on the apple tree with all your power. He threw on the apple tree, the branch broke and 10 apples came down. He said to him, this is our tariqa. If someone harm you, your reply is by sending fruit to him, means by rewarding him, because he harmed you for your benefit. Allah is going to reward you, because if you are patient on the earth, Allah will reward you because you didn't create a confusion, a fitna. So in our tariqa, if someone come to you, harm you, don't harm him back, revenge. Forget about revenge. Allah said to about Prophet, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have sent you mercy to humanity. You have to be merciful. And Allah said, according to hadith of Prophet, سَبَقَتْ رَحْمَةِ عَلَى غَضَبِ. My mercy had override my anger. So the mercy always comes first, not revenge. So if you learn, like this apple tree, you break the branch and still it sends you fruit, you have to be like that, then you can understand what is tariqa, then you can understand what is bay'ah. And we will continue inshallah tomorrow. May Allah bless you. Wa min Allahi at-tawfiq wa hurmatil fatiha.